Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Time and Space Radio. This is Sheila Hawkins of Third Eye Group. I am the productivity coach with a revolutionary approach to getting things done. And for those of you who don't know me or aren't familiar with what I do, I help women solopreneurs become efficient and effective when it comes to getting things done. And I do that by helping them get a totally different picture of this thing we call time, you know, look at it from a different way, and then reframe it for themselves, create what time is for them, and then build on that foundation to increase their productivity. And that approach is, of course, quite unique. And that's something that's really indicative of my personality. I work from that holistic approach and put my clients or put you right at the core of getting things done because I believe that productivity is personal. It's not about a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. So that's a little bit about me and what I do. And this monthly broadcast here on Time and Space focuses on helping conscious, spirit-led women business owners increase their productivity. It's all about supporting you when it comes to getting over the hurdles to getting things done. So here you'll find in this show and in the archives and future shows that my perspective and my philosophy is always right at the core, right at the center of how I support people and really how I operate all the way around. And if you've listened to Time and Space, some of the broadcasts before, you know that the perspective that I have is very different. It does make a difference in the way that that my clients are able to approach getting things done. It makes a difference in how they're doing things on a day-to-day basis and a big difference in the results that they're getting. So if you'd like to learn more about me and what I do, and my perspective and philosophy, see how different it is, I invite you to visit thirdeyegroup.net. Now, this particular broadcast is all about your to-be list. And I know that some might have scratched their heads and looking at that title and wondered if I really did mean your to-be list. And yes, I do mean your to-be list. You know, so many times people get so caught up in the everyday stuff and inside of the doing of things. You know, there's always so much to do. There's your personal life. There's the business that you're trying to run. There's your spouse and your children and all of the other things that happen in between there, right? We've got family. We've got friends. And then, of course, there is you, right, that you need to take care of and give some time and some love and affection to. So there's always something to do. And it's really easy to get caught up in those things and the things that are on the to-do list. And, of course, caught up, as I said, in the doing. And being in a space where you are so caught up in those things that you don't even see that you haven't looked at anything else except what there is to do. Not once has it occurred to you that there's something else to look at before you take on those things on your to-do list. You've got to look at who it is you're being or who you need to be to step up and take on the things that you're up to. If you are in the practice of creating goals and setting goals for yourself and really pointing yourself toward them, hopefully you're doing it in a way that allows for you to always stretch yourself, to always ask yourself to be bigger and to do something bigger than what you've done before. You're asking yourself to step outside of your comfort zone when it comes to the big picture. And so when you break things down to that day-to-day picture and what that looks like, you're doing the things, or should be anyway, that will get you to the realization of that big picture. So it means that you do have to ask yourself to be somebody different. You've got to stretch yourself. And that's one spot where people aren't looking because, of course, you're caught up. And that's very easy to get caught up and just jump into the doing of things or looking at that to-do list or piling things onto the to-do list that you're not even thinking about, and it doesn't even occur to you. It's over here in your blind spot. You can't see it. You haven't been made aware of it before. So you're caught up in the doing of things. And don't get me wrong, when it comes to the to-do list, to-do lists are great. They're wonderful. And I think that people should definitely be using them. I highly recommend them. But you can't think about what you have to do until you look at and choose who you need to be to get those things done. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the difference between being caught up in the doing and looking at the being or being in a space where that's where you're focused. And then how you create that to-be list. So we're going to talk about that, and then I'll give some quick pointers, too, on some practical steps when it comes to your to-do list. So typically, as I said, people are really, really caught up in the doing of things, caught up in all those things I mentioned, right? Business, family, children, your friends, trying to make and have time for yourself, and all those other things that come into play. And of course, you're doing things like running a household in addition to running your business. You've got people who are looking to you for guidance, whether it's just your children, or whether it's that you have a staff, or maybe you don't have a staff, maybe you have a VA. But nonetheless, you've got people looking to you for things and answers. And so let's talk about doing versus being. And so doing is, of course, that place where most people find themselves. That's where most people are operating from. That's the way that people learn to do things, and not say that they're taught directly, but that's what people pick up, right? That's what we all learned. You learn by watching or just observing what goes on, and you follow suit, right? So that's the norm, and people spend a lot of time there, and the course of their day is always given over to doing stuff, doing something, and most times, too, it's not that they're doing things that are really going to impact where they're going, they aren't really focused on too many things that are going to propel them forward. They are giving their time over to what I call the busy work, right? So they're busy, but they're not being productive. There's a big difference between the two. But they're doing something, always, always doing something. So doing is that way or that practice that people are always caught up in. And, you know, of course, it's convenient. And you don't even see what's going on because you're so busy. But that's the way of life. And it's how people tend to keep going. But they aren't really getting anywhere. Right? You're busy and there are a ton of things on your plate. And so this is how, basically, people spend their days doing things. But if we step back just for a moment and we start to look at how different things could be, if we stopped for a moment and looked at that big picture that we're creating, like, where do you really want to go? What's your point B? And if you've created your goals from that different perspective, you've not only thought about your point B, but you thought about initially how you want to feel at the end of the road, so to speak, or point B. For some people, that's the end of the year. For others, it's the end of the quarter. Like, how do you really want to feel? And if it's that you want to feel accomplished, okay, so then the question becomes, what's going to make you feel like you've accomplished something? So in looking at all of that, and creating your goals in that way, you step back and you look at that and where you're going and what you're creating, and you have to ask yourself before you start to map out anything as far as what needs to be done and the milestones and the resources that you'll need and all that fun stuff, you have to stop and ask yourself who it is that you have to be to accomplish those things. And once again, hopefully you are creating something that is having you to stretch yourself beyond who you are and where you are right now. Stepping out onto the skinny branches, taking some risks. And of course, as an entrepreneur, you've already taken that ultimate risk, right? But then looking at ways to stretch yourself and taking those risks too. So being is so much different when you compare it to doing. Being is a way of expression. You, inside of that, you are expressing yourself and your personality. And typically, people who can really see what it is and what the difference is between doing and being are the people who are really looking for something more, right? They're looking for answers beyond just the everyday norm. And they're looking for more than just to get somewhere. You know, being is very, very different than the convenience, if you will, of doing, you know, being, like looking at who it is that you have to be has you really step back from that busyness and really answer some questions for yourself and not give in to that convenience and the easy stuff, right? You know, being busy doesn't mean anything, and it's certainly not going to do anything for you. So you want to step back and ask yourself who it is that you have to be inside of what you're creating. That's where you have to start before you create your to-do list. And like I said, to-do lists are great. They're awesome. I highly recommend them. But you've got to stop and look at who it is you're being, or who it is you're being in this moment, right? If you're all caught up in the doing of things, what does that look like? And then how do you make that shift? How do you shift from where you are and step into who it is you have to be to really accomplish what you're setting out to accomplish? So you may look at what you're creating and determine that you've really got to be somebody different. And looking at what you're attempting to take on, what you want to create, it might start to scare you, because who it is that you have to be is so much bigger than you think you can be. But you have to allow that picture of what you're creating, that what you desire, you have to allow that to pull you forward. That's one reason why I have clients create goals in the way that I do. Yes, you want your goals to be SMART, and I'm using SMART as an acronym, right? Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound, but they've got to be deeper than that. They have to speak to you, which is why you start from a totally different place in creating them. So you want to allow your goals to pull you forward, to speak to you. That way, in every day and everything that you do, you're working toward your desire. And there's no harshness. You know, you aren't feeling a certain way about having to do what you're doing, because where you're going is pulling you forward. It's pulling you to it. You created something that really speaks to you. So that makes it much easier to really see who it is you've got to be. It makes it a lot easier. So when you look at what you're creating, you might see that what you're creating, that big picture that you've painted, and your point B really is asking you to step out of your shell. It may be asking you to be bolder or bold. It may be asking you to be unstoppable or tenacious or whatever you can fill that blank in with. And then it's up to you to create what that looks like. What does it look like to be bold? And it doesn't have to look like what it looks like or appears to be on somebody else. We're talking about you, right? It's all personal. This is all personal. It's not about anybody else. It's about you. So how does being bold look on you? How does being unstoppable look on you? You've got to figure that out and then step into being those things and whatever else you have to be in order to get the job done, in order to get to your point B. Then comes the point where you can start to create your to-dos. Then comes the point where you can look at your point B, what you're creating inside of that big picture, and get yourself to the point where you're able to decipher the things that need to get done. Like, what's the plan? And really get yourself to a point where you can see how, exactly how to lay that plan out, how it looks, the milestones, all of those good things, the resources that you're going to need. And then, of course, those bigger things are what trickle down to your to-do list on the daily basis. So it's about remembering at that point, too, who it is that you've determined you've got to be. You've got to think about that. So right now, I want you for a moment to think about that big picture that you're creating. Like, what is your point B? And ask, okay, so now that you've thought about that and you've thought about, too, who it is that you have to be, and let me say this, too. If you discover that your big picture or your point B doesn't speak to you, it's not calling you, it's not pulling you in, then go back and recreate that. Create something really, really juicy and delicious that's going to pull you forward, that's going to speak to you each and every day. And then think, oh, get there. Then come back, plan, and you've got your to-do list. So I did promise, too, that I would give you some pointers on your to-do list, because one of the things I see is people with really overloaded to-do lists, and that does not make your life work. So when you're creating your daily and weekly to-do list, don't just dump on each day. Go according to what's priority. That's how you determine whether or not or something gets on your agenda, number one, if it's a priority or not. And if it's not, then it doesn't deserve to be there. It doesn't even make the cut. It does not become part of your agenda. And you want to delegate the things that you can delegate. If there is something that, yes, it has to be done, but you don't have to be the one to do it, that's your clue that you have to delegate it. Give it to somebody who's more than capable. Invest the time in teaching someone how to do the particular things that you don't have to be the one to do, so that you can focus on the things that do require your time, your talent, your expertise. And don't dump on your list. Don't cram things into your list like you would cram things into a crowded closet. Don't do that. Respect your to-do list. Respect your daily agenda. Respect yourself. And if you've got an overloaded to-do list, you want to be able to look at that list and really be able to whittle it down to something that's truly manageable, something that's really realistic. Because a lot of times you're looking at your to-do list and you are not motivated. You are just not motivated. I bet a lot of you are looking at your to-do list or your daily agenda on some days, or maybe it's every day, and the overwhelm conversation starts to play. And that's not how you want your daily experience to be. So you want to get that list into something that's more manageable. You really want to get it into something more manageable. So once you go back and you look at who it is that you've got to be, look at your to-do list and see what needs to come off after you've revamped things and made that stop and step back to see who it is that you need to be. Go take the stuff off your list that doesn't belong there. Then decide what's important, what's not important. And, of course, there are going to be some things on your list that have to be done right now because you've allowed them to stick around for a while, or maybe they weren't written down. Whatever the case may be, they're not done yet. So now it's about putting out that fire and getting that list under control. So it's a five-step process, but it's a process worth making the time to do, because in taking that step back and looking at who it is you have to be and removing the things that don't belong and then looking at what's left and determining what's important, what's not important, what has to be done right now, and what doesn't, you can really get your list under control. You can really end up with a list that's truly, truly manageable. And I don't have time to go through all the steps here right now in detail. So I'm going to invite you to visit my blog, timeandspaceblog.com, and you will find in the right-hand panel, or, well, maybe it won't be in the right-hand panel because we're revamping the website, but I promise you will find it there. There is an ebook that I'm offering that's free. All you have to do is opt in, give your name and your email address so we know where to send it, to get your to-do list under control. And you'll get the ebook with the 5 steps in it that will help you whittle that to-do list down. So just to recap very quickly, we've got a couple more minutes here. Going from a space of being caught up in the everyday to-dos and business and family life and trying to have the space for yourself and your kids and taking care of everything that needs to be done, you want to step back from that and look at that big picture again. See what you're creating. What are you desiring? And then ask yourself who it is that you have to be to get those things done. A lot of times, and this is a good thing, looking at what you're creating will scare you. And it should. You should have big, hairy, audacious goals. You really should. Something that's going to make you step out of your comfort zone, something that's going to make you uncomfortable, and it's going to make you almost reluctant to just to try it on, right? And those are the times where you look to support. Get yourself a coach. Find somebody that can hold you accountable. Get an accountability partner. Join a mastermind group. Whatever it is, but look at that and then step into who it is you have to be. And then create that to-do list and take on those things. And once again, if you visit timeandspaceblog.com, you will find the ebook there, the opportunity to get the ebook that will help you whittle that to-do list down into something truly manageable. Once again, if you'd like to learn more about me and what I do, I invite you to visit thirdeyegroup.net. And also, for those of you who don't know just yet, my book, Wielding Time, Taking Back Your Power to Increase Your Productivity, is now available on Kindle and Nook. You can also get that information on the website or just check out Kindle or check out Barnes & Noble Nook. Until next time, this is Sheila Hawkins of Third Eye Group. I thank you for listening, and I hope that you will join me next month for December's episode of Time and Space.